something that has happened, a rare thing, again, she tried. And again, no. Then the story was told to the main mandali. And then we didn't know what's happened to it. So we continued to tell this story of how the gong has gone there. Now, as I will be telling these stories, I will be also sharing what I personally felt about these things also. So then, somebody suggested that an X-ray of this, somebody must have just taken out the gong and somehow he must have thrown it on the floor. But then some sound has to be there. How it can go totally dead? So an X-ray was taken. And in the X-ray they found, all right, it was, everything was nice and clear. And in spite of it, it has lost its ring, it has lost its sound. As if it has dropped dead at Baba's feet. So how this could happen? And so, some episodes in the life of the earlier avatars, I remember, just as at the time of Krishna, there were animals who just hear the flute and they would go after them. And then Dilapesh told us of an incident that there was a dead tree and Prophet Muhammad would just sit there, then give the discourse. And when he changed his feet, all of a sudden that dead tree split down. So in this time, we find that Baba has given us that even a so-called inanimate thing also has life and it can drop the life in my cause. And then we were telling this story, and in 1976 or so, a TV crew from Australia had come, and Arash told the story, and even the thud was recorded. But it seemed Baba had a chuckle in the time. So the next year what happened, and Gary Klein, who is here, you know him. So, on the Amartya day, 31st January, people come to Marabar. From Goa, generally most of the Indians, they visit this place also, because it is not possible for them to visit every time this place. And Eric was telling them the story, and he told them this story also. And at the end, when they were about to come there, Gary or someone who was here, they wanted to come to right over there. But he fell through like this, and he broke into two. So Gary, as you know, he said, Arish, you have lost one story, or some such thing, he was joking like that. But somehow he tried to hit one piece over the other, and with the measurement he finds that both of them have started in the ring. So however, that a gong which is just there, stationed there, all of a sudden loses the ring. And when it is broken, how is that it gets back the ring? So later on I will show you after by Gary saying about this gong. And to give an idea as to how it used to be, when Peter Thompson came here in 1973, he said a baby gong, and to give an idea of how it used to give a ring. But then, what happened when both of baby pieces started giving a ring? Once it happened, that some Baba never came, and I don't know why he wanted to pick one piece, just have that one piece with him. The real story of the gong he can tell to people and all that. Why? We are not going after miracles or anything. So why not join them? So again both pieces have been joined, and again let it go. But this shows how Baba's love transcends the other laws that we have from. This is a little story of him. Since then, it's here. So now this, to tell you about this hall now, that in the beginning this hall wasn't here as you find it now. Even at the time of Baba, the carpets were in there, the callings were in there, many chairs were in there. Just in the beginning there was a chair for Baba. In the beginning, in fact, Elizabeth had brought a gupta for Baba Butte, and it was just, I think, I was told that it was two or three times used only. So it was in the beginning of Dharaj. And then, when Baba started for the new life in 1941, the car was sold out, there was no one here. And then when Baba came back after the new life, it was turned into a stable. The garage becomes a stable. But then, as Baba had visited all parts of India, naturally every day there would be a lot of correspondence. And after Baba's second accident, it was not possible for him to continue. which is much to your father, that work was over. And so he would daily come here. So he wanted some place where all can. Naturally, otherwise Baba would just sit somewhere on the bench and he would be absorbing his land, and most of the time he would be going out. But now he was staying here. So this place was selected by Baba so that he can come this way and the men can come this way. And as his main mandali were here, so since then it had its name as mandali. Later on I will tell you, whatever you find outside the extension, it was not at the time of Baba. It was all very primitive, it was all dirt outside, there was a tree over there, and a tree near the bus also, there was another tree over there. And this to give you an idea how desolate it was in a sense. But our coming to Baba also reminds me of a little story that happened when Baba was in seclusion here. So Baba was in the chair, Baba was in seclusion, few of the mandali were here. And this door, Baba would not like to have a direct draft on him. So the door, instead of being closed, it was just, you will notice a niche over there, so that there would be a little slit, so that we can just have some air inside, and of course Baba would not have any direct draft on him. And one day when Baba was in seclusion and a few of the mandali were with him, all of a sudden you find that a little rickety puppy, as if from nowhere, gets through the slit and right comes, stands before Baba, grabs his tail and looks at him. And I said, from where did it come? They go out and ask from where did it come. And at the time of, in those days, the huts that you find, or the covered boy you see, it was nearly next to the desolate. So there were no people around, and there were no dogs even around to find from where this little puppy has come. And then Baba said, all right, now that it has come to me, you will take care of it. And then Baba started playing with it, and Baba started ordering special robes for it, even from Kuna, because now it has become Baba's puppy. So as if from nowhere, this puppy just comes through the slits and stands before Baba. Sometimes I personally feel that our coming to him is just like through that little slit, somehow as if from nowhere, we just get him, stand before him, he accepts us, and then is a reaction. So that's one of the stories that have happened in this mandali hall. In a way, it's continued in different forms. But the slit is not just this slit, maybe in the story, it could be a story, it could be anywhere, but Baba's ways. And then the picture that you see right over there, right over the door, it reminds me. Oh, yeah. As soon as you get in the hall, whether you see Baba or not, he's there, oh, all right, we're calm, and all. But the room, the picture is there, you can see the stress. Yeah. 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 So that picture is in the hand. Of course. Next to that is another picture of Yuma. That was the first picture sent by Yuma. He came here in 65. Again, there was a little coincidence. Yuma, that people who were here, they didn't know that he had a tunnel vision, or they call it tunnel vision. And he was just getting in and wanted to see Baba. And there was not so much light. Even in these windows, they could find the numbers over there. So when Baba would be out, Baba would say, I don't need comfort, I have come here to suffer. But somehow, looking at his body, looking away from the things, he must have enough air. So as soon as he goes out for something, the window would be there, the second window would be there. Like that, sometimes the roof was there, so Baba would be Pune. And so, when Lin came in 65, so he was trying to see Baba, and anyone that he thought that he was going to be supposed to be, he would have a picture of Baba, because on other times he would not allow it. So when Lin was getting close to Baba, I think Dr. Gavin had that, what do you call, flash gun or what do you call, sun gun, or I don't know, when you just brush light on the person. So that brush was there, and it helped me to see the house. As far as I remember, he says, Baba said, feed me also. So he made him feed. And when I met him, I told him my personal interpretation about this painting. As I look at Baba's face, I think there's an impersonal aspect in Baba's face. I mean, yes, and that, yes, but at the same time, he has fed out his hand. And it seems as if the moment you hold his hand, he's just waiting. That he should hold his hand. And the moment you hold his hand, he turns. He will not say, hold my hand. Just hold his hand. So, I should be that way whenever I feel that way. And I'm ready to have. The hand of help is also there. Now it's so that impression is that and then there are those three couplets of half his I will tell you about those letters maybe after lunch or any time when you go to Baba Ji. They there also. And then come to that picture also. On it, here it is sitting in the window. That picture also you will see in Baba's room. So I will also tell a little story connected with the picture when you go to Baba's room. This is a painting by Rama at the time of Second World War. Baba is holding the key and pointing at the heart, saying, that's the real key. We have been in India together, what have you understood? But they never, rare ones ask, what have you felt? You see people sometimes come and they just come. You have come to see this place, visit this place. Visit this place. There is nothing like visiting this place. We have a heart, real heart. If you are really searching, if you have a real enthralling mind, there is much more. But you have to be quiet also. That's not bad. Pointing in this picture of Baba somehow being with Baba and also seeing his different pictures. Somehow I felt that this picture of Baba, you see, with the conical things like that and his forehead. Isn't Baba so beautiful? This person has painted like this. So I would skip over this picture as it is one of my duties to tell Baba Prabhu. Around in Ahmedabad and all that. Yeah. I was skipped with this picture. I said, this is Mumbai. This is by Frizzino. Jim Frizzino. And I was just 3 years back, great things have happened. The Baba letters came over here. They were here just for 2 days. And then parents, I heard it from parents and they were asking, to listen to the man stands before this person. All beautiful pictures in my house. But in spite of it, sometimes I would see a strange face beckoning me to come over here. Because I think he had come in 69 and after that he came out 6-7 years. And so I just thought, this face at all should invite me. And when he comes here, you know, this was the face. That's why I say all the things that are here in America. The time will come, they will be revealing their stories. Just as a little joke, Baba Ji came to say about this picture also. This picture, I'm going to Boston, I think. They had a basketball team and all that. Steve Klein wrote about that. They were playing the basketball and one of the Baba lovers got his knee broken in that and he was taken to the hospital and he asked for some Baba picture sitting by his side. And what they found at that time was a copy of this picture. And so they placed it. And as soon as he looked at the picture, he was so happy. He said, Baba says, don't worry because this knee was broken. And Baba's hand
is on the left knee. Oh, nothing to worry him. Oh, that also.
So these are Babadev. Babadev are not the ways of just dialecting on things, just explanations and just as all the reminder of a little figure that I personally like.
Someone said, how is it
that when you go to Baba and feel his presence? So he said, suppose if a scientist there to measure or register the weight of the hand that a mother, when she pats her dear child, so if you just wear, all everything is registered, and instead of that, if they use some rubber like that, and the same thing happens in the back, you get the feeling. Outwardly, all the vibrations and all everything would be the same. But it would never be the same. Mother's pad just like this, it works wonder. So, outwardly though it may appear things like this, Baba, these little things that happen to us, they are like his pad. He said, yes, I'm with you, happy. Don't worry, don't fear. Go on. Just I want you is that, to the extent you can, and be honest. In my coming to Baba, that one I tell you in time for this, that he doesn't want that whatever you are, you should express to him. All the time, I was studying, I have good knowledge in that. And Baba asked me before, whether I will ask my father whether I was ready to obey him in this. Obey anyone? No. They say God is very sorry. We have our conscience. Why should we obey like that? And then I was told that instead of Baba's darshan, I would be able to stay with him for 3 days for a meeting. This was the condition. I hadn't met Baba then. So I wrote Baba. I used to write indirectly at least to Baba. How is it possible? I haven't met you, I haven't seen you, I don't know the nature of your orders. Still, the expenses. Will it not be foolish on my part to say that I'm ready and then back out from my verse? And then I will tell this to Baba. And generally, I will be receiving replies after 1 hour because during those 4 days, Baba will be on muster. So I thought, I'll have to wait for 1 hour or some like tomorrow. And then I had just heard of another Baba family. I went to them and I showed his letter. You must have said, yes, you are ready and you hold. So, no, I didn't say, what a fool you are, they said. That's the rare opportunity. What did you write? I told them what I write. How is it possible? And they told me many stories, how they are told me and all that. I was so impressed, rather influenced to understand that there is heaven by no means. And I was going to obey him implicitly and all that. I mailed that letter and I was so happy. And I returned to my place, and what do I find? I pressed on the table saying, Jesus, please, with my honest conscience, such a thing. And the second day there was a letter. And coincidentally, even the meeting was cancelled. So from that, I think that this is right. In spite of it, I am not able to do it. We should say Baba, in spite of my wanting,
he's great.
So that's the way of your companionship. Very often, very frequently, whatever you feel. So these are the things that happen to us. If you are grateful to him, and he is more open to him. And that's the way of your companionship.
I guess I was in a regular study.
That's right. And then come back, I don't know if you have seen this picture of Ramayana. And then whatever name you stand, you see Baba laughing at you. See, you stand here, there. Then he being here to give the final strokes or whatever you call it. And then, and as you said the other day, you had a little on the hill. And on the hill, of course, now, till 1952, this little small cabin was there.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go out, I will tell you something more about these cabins that were there and how they were down and the importance of the hill and the Babas. You went by the path that was there or you went straight?
Mm-hmm.
You went by the path, yeah. So that was the path that, Baba. Baba would be higher than him. He asked the rest of his lovers to follow him. And symbolically, it was mentioned that he say her would be climbing the hill in a day Baba is for them guiding to the summit. That's why when our people come here, it's a good to spend some time on. And then of course the tomb here, I may tell you, as I told you other day, when in the beginning I used to talk to people and we talk about Mehragad and Aravam and Mandli Hall, and suddenly the word tomb would come, and somehow I would feel tomb? Is it tomb or is it the most alive place in the world? When the infinite consciousness itself is there, ready to welcome whosoever comes, we call it tomb. And then, one day, just as I said, whatever I feel, you see, we say, Baba, I feel like that. And then all of a sudden, one day I felt that, oh, Baba had a great sense of humor. And so just as you say, Santo and Nato and Salt, and you know, so can it not be something behind this tomb? And then I thought, timeless one man, Baba. Hey, that's the tomb. And that's what we find there, if you have seen that slab.
Yes,
on the slab is written, the eternal beloved, the timeless one, Meher Baba. So he in his own way has in a way verified that my childish guess, you see, but he even comes to our level. The beauty of the God-man is this, that he comes right to our level. There is nothing like that which where he cannot reach. And then I say, all right, if somebody don't accept that, at least somebody would say, tomb is T.O., tomb Meher Baba, at least, that's clear. So in his own, see, ways, he is conveying to others who are not his lovers, it's just an act. It is just a tomb. There are so many tombs and so many graves and so many places that people go and visit. But though outwardly, Baba has put them off. That was the Baba's way. He had his own way, as if he would be sitting somewhere, and only those who were connected with him, they would come to him. And there would be others who would be more closer to him physically, but they would not look at him, they would just pass by. So that's the way, that's the game he plays. In spite of being so close, he continues to play his game. See, that's why for others it's a tomb, and for us is the timeless one, Meher Baba, who is ready to receive us, to guide us, be with us, to give us little strength to follow what we really feel. That's life. So that's the thing. And here are the Baba albums that are there. Whenever you find on other days, if you happen to come, it's open, that the list is there. If you want to see, you can see.